Please be seated. Today we are remembering. We are remembering those from our community and those who we know in our personal lives who served our country so that we could be sitting here today in a free way. I want you to have a look at your poppy. I'm the Legion chaplain this year, so I'm wearing a Legion Padre stole. But contemplate your poppy and think about what it means to you and what the service of people who died and fought or are living afterwards with both visible and invisible wounds, what all this meant for them. Think about the poppy you wear. Not just the historic after World War I and seeing in Flanders Fields the poppies. We heard that poem read for us from Ron. But think about all that it means now. For on Friday, when we have Remembrance Day, most of us will be wearing a poppy. What does it mean? It means for me, those who took up and actively involved themselves in service to the country in whatever way, place, or time they served, that they took courage and they recognized the chance was there that they would die, that blood would be taken, put on the battlefield. There was fear. There was courage. There was hope. And people gave up their lives in many different forms and ways in order that we ourselves could have a life here today which is free, which is relatively prosperous. And we took their bequest, and we have it with us now. I think of my own father, who worked, because he was too old to serve, he worked in a factory building bombs. And he, because he had a bit of an education, they let him be the chemist who was working at the bombs and making sure that the bombs were built correctly. And I know that for his whole life, he was wounded by an experience that happened. He had gone off his shift. He'd come back home. Somebody was impatient to fill the bombs more quickly and put in too much powder into one piece of munition, and it caused a reaction, and the whole bomb factory blew up, killing everybody there except for three people in Quebec during the war. And he lived with a sense of guilt that he hadn't trained that person well enough. That it was a youngster who couldn't go overseas and he was there doing his service, building the bombs and poured in the investigation. He poured some munition together incorrectly and it caused the reaction. But he spent, I would see him out and on Remembrance Day, he would break down and cry. My father was not a tearful man. He was somewhat harsh. But on Remembrance Day, he cried for all those people that died in the bomb factory explosion. But he also used to cry about all the people who he didn't know about, who had probably been killed by the munitions that he had helped make. And there was this whole sense of, he used to say to my brother and I, make sure you always work for peace, not violence. Violence does not solve anything. And that was a lasting gift to me. So it takes courage to be in service. It has to be thoughtful and mindful. But we today have a new battle that's going on. he used to talk about the people he knew, and my uncle was actually a code breaker and was remembered in a film that some of you saw recently about the code breaking. He was also there, had to stay in a room by himself in case he slept in his, talked in his sleep. But they both used to talk about how they served with people who were Jewish, who were Muslim, and that was rare in those days, as well as Christian, and also with people who had no faith at all. But they're all together as one, in a community of comradeship, trying to work for peace and for goodness and with hope, so that their children and the children yet to be born would have a life. And they had courage in doing that. And that's part of what we remember this coming Friday on Remembrance Day. But there's now another battle that we ourselves here today in Agassiz and around the world must start to take as a reality. A battle that is more difficult to see because there's no obvious enemy. And the enemy that we must have courage to face is climate change. We cannot deny its reality. I believe in God, but climate change is an undeniable, scientifically provable fact. And it is going to cause our world to die. Think about the birds. Remember how many years ago you'd wake up and there'd be the morning chorus in the spring or in during the summer. Not so much now, they've flown south. But lately, have you noticed the chorus is muted? There's less number of birds, less variety. They are like the canary in the mine. They are dying because of climate change. People can say, oh, loss of habitat, too many people moving in and so on. But climate change is fundamental. And it sneaks up on us all the time. This is the new battle. The new battle that may take away hope from those children yet to be born. Hope from the planet Earth. We are fighting ourselves because we are the ones that caused the problem. Now this may be shocking and you may say, oh, why is he bringing this up for Remembrance Day? As the people who are remembering today wanted to bequeath to us a safe, hopeful, courage-filled life, we want to do that for the generations coming after us. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren yet to be born. But unless we take this serious, we are going to be in trouble. And all the sacrifices that were made before us will go for naught. We have to maintain the courage and spirit of love, compassion, and engagement, as did our veterans. We honor their service, but it's now up to us to become engaged in this new battle, become more aware, to talk to our politicians, to support efforts being made to reduce the use of carbon. Because we are killing ourselves. That's the harsh reality. We are already killing the lungs of the earth. Our oxygen, half of it comes from the sea. And with the acidization of the sea, we are killing the plankton that make the oxygen. This is a serious moment. And as a Christian, I am called to call this out. To say, this is the new enemy. And we have to start seeing that there is one planet, one God, and we as the planet Earth are one people, and we must start to work together to solve the problem. Or else all the sacrifice and all the remembrance and everything else that people have done before us, we will wash it all away. And we'll be facing the sixth great extinction of the planet. So on this Remembrance Day, I call us to think about our poppies and what it stands for, the courage and risking and hope and love that people and sacrifice that people gave so that we could have life. But it's now up to us for the new, more insidious battle to make sure that life continues. We are the people now charged by God to be God's eyes and ears, hands and feet. We are the ones which now must carry the torch forward of life and hope for the generations yet to come, fighting the battle which is tough to fight. Remember, there was, I forgot that. The guys in the swamp, Oki Pinoki Swamp. We've looked around for the enemy, and the enemy is us. We have to be careful. We have to now become more involved and speaking out, because we want to uphold the tradition of service that came before us, that we too give service so people after us have life. God has given us the responsibility to be the stewards of this creation. We now must become intentional in that work. And I pray as we receive the symbols of life and love of Jesus and of God for all of us in this sacrament today, that we take that seriously and we combine it with our remembrance as we move forward to be the stewards of the planet. May God bless us all. Amen.